I want to talk about what happens when we collide nuclei at very high energies. And the natural question is, why would you do that? And basically I argue that it is a sensible thing to do because it's the way that we can learn more about the physics that was holding the nuclei together and explore it in a regime previously not explored. And what we find out, we're going to such high energies that the nuclei by Lorentz contraction look like pancakes rather than spheres when they collide together. And almost everything in the nuclei flies through each other and comes out in the forward and backward directions, the directions the nuclei were going, which is not surprising. It's just telling you that they behave nearly transparently. When I say almost everything, conceptually, these original guys are made out of protons and neutrons. There are only about 200 in each, but somehow 8,000 fragments come out. And so the first thing you have to understand is that a proton or a neutron is made out of smaller pieces, which we're liberating in these collisions. But only something like 15% of them come out at central angles, and they constitute a tiny percentage of the energy. So the behavior is near transparency. However, the initial geometry that you get of the things that do come out at typical angles, because these things started out being flattened like pancakes, is like this almond sliver shape. And if you look at the behavior of the guys which do come out at middle angles, in this almond sliver shape, if they flew straight out without interacting with each other after their first scattering, then you would get an even distribution of particles in the final state. That is azimuthal isotropy. But in fact, what you see is that there are many more particles coming out in the direction that was the long skinny, let's see, the top and bottom of this long skinny shape have few particles flying out, and the sides have more particles flying out, which is what you would get if it's acting more like a fluid, which is the behavior if there's a lot of reinteractions in the system. So we're trying to understand why it is that there are so many reinteractions. The measurement that you make to show those reinteractions is called elliptic flow, which is just the asymmetry in the particle velocities, their tendency to prefer the one direction over the other in the azimuthal direction. And so the question is, why is it that in this initial collision, the behavior is nearly transparent, and in this later recollision, the behavior is nearly opaque? And we're trying to understand that using the theory of nuclear interactions, quantum chromodynamics, and in this context, it's a relativistic many-body problem, which is tricky because even notions that you would think that you could rely on, like that there are particles flying around and that particles are particles, aren't well-defined and don't necessarily hold water. So we've made a lot of progress in understanding this puzzle, and in fact, we've managed to relate the fact that these reinteractions are strong to other observables of what comes out the sides of this collision. And I guess my time is up. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.